Apparently, there's more Native Americans than Jews in the world.
In the whole world?
I don't know.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Or in America.
Right. They don't own a single bank.
Yep.
Yet every other bank. Mm-hmm. I guess you know what? There's no reason to bring this stuff up.
I just didn't realize
there's
how
no
few
reason
Jews
to ever pay attention to those statistics.
Thanks, Nick. Let's
consider them in any way.
Let's just bury those statistics.
Just don't even think about it, okay. You know? Because it's like, the question is, why are you even asking?
Right,
true.
Just because something's true doesn't mean you should say it.
Right. When the most powerful lobby in America is the one that sends a bunch of money to their country so that they can do their own Holocaust.
I don't know.
It's like, why even look into that? You just don't
even. Well, I wasn't saying all that. I was just kind of bringing up a fun fact about Native Americans.
There are not many Jews in the world.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy how much fucking squawking they do, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Exactly. Stop.
Well, it's because most Native Americans don't have language. They never developed it. Which is how they were so
non-verbal.
Easily conquered.
Really?
They're all nonverbal. They would just sit and like slam Legos against a lunch table.
They had Legos?
Yeah,
but
they
not
had
Legos.
They had Legos and they would wear earmuffs and just slam the Legos again. And that was an entire tribe.
But they did have Legos.
They made their own Legos out of
if
every
read
part
any
of Lewis
and Clark's If you've read any of the dispatches from Lewis and Clark, you would know as soon as they crossed the Mississippi, most Native Americans communicated in that way by a system of banging on the lunch table or eating crayons.
Yeah.
Or quickly
depending on what color their teeth were meant the different emotion.
Fastening and unfastening their Velcro shoes
in Morse code
frequency.
You know what's crazy? It's crazy to think.
I was not aware they had Velcro.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you learn something new every fucking day.
Right. Yeah. We took and
well,
the white,
it was
the
first,
man took
the
it.
First,
the white man took it.
The That's first true. Black 3M Indian.
3M Corporation.
The first black Indian was named Buffalo Velcro.
Velcro, yes.
That's where it came from.
Cotch.
Yeah.
Cotch.
How you doing? My name is Buffalo Velcro. Yeah, I'm what
he,
you.
He had language though.
Yeah, yeah.
As the chieftain,
I'm one of the Cherokee players. You may
Buffalo Velcro.
Yeah, the Cherokee players was the first funk band in America. Started in 1812. There were 85 members, 9 guys playing slap bass.
Buffalo Velcro.
Buffalo Velcro.
Damn, that was a good one, and I didn't get it on mic.
Yeah.
There was. Yeah, that was
trumpeted.
A double. That was a double.
It was a
it
triple.
Had some musicality to
it. Was
it.
A triple. Did that.
It's crazy to think about how there are...
Buffalo Velcro.
There are uncontacted human beings
on
Earth.
I came up with Velcro, and I also started the band The Cherokee Players.
Say that
it
again,
just rides around on a horse that's just extended in the middle somehow.
Yeah.
It's like an extremely long horse. And he rides all the way at
a
the back.
A big body horse. Yeah, leaning all the way back.
It's a 50-foot long horse. And he's on the back of it, and the reins go all the way. Just velvet reins. Here comes that flashy... that flashy American... Native American is what I was saying.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, he would be. They would all say he's flashy, I guess. And so he invented Velcro, huh?
He did. He invented Velcro.
Damn.
I wonder if the 6 Jewish banking family is like 100 years ago, or like we're gonna make the titties bigger.
If that's
and
the case,
if that's the case,
salud.
Good
guys.
No, it was ranchers. It was the ranchers' last
stand.
Yeah,
but who's controlling the ranchers? Come on, brother.
No, that was their last stand.
Who's got the purse strings, buddy?
We're teaming up with the Cherokee players. Make the titties bigger to piss off the Jew bankers that are coming in. And trying to fuck up the men that live off the land.
Now, we've seen the writing on the wall. We know we're not going to win this war, but we're going to leave the world with bigger titties for our sons.
Listen here, Comanche. We ain't get along before, but we got a mission. We got to team up. Get the hormones in these titties.
We got to get these titties big to make these Jews real mad.
what do you need from me? I guess nothing.
Not much, I guess.
Now that I think about it, absolutely nothing.
Just your friendship.
Just as long as I know you don't like those Jew bankers either.
I just need you to
say I'm really just trying
a slur for me.
I'm trying to crowdsource the opinion before I go live with it. You know what I'm saying?
Kind of a sounding board situation.
Let me tell you something, brother. I really just don't want to get canceled. They already took my land. If I get kicked off of TikTok, it's the only thing I have. Because I can't do ranching anymore, I can at least do lip-syncing videos to Billie Eilish songs. If that gets taken away from me by those Jew bankers, I don't know what I'll do, brother.
I see, and somehow you think making titties bigger will solve this?
Listen, where's that black engine I spoke to earlier? The one with that Cadillac horse.
An incredibly long horse and heavy.
The horse's dick is just always hard. It's always complete. Yeah, you know, he gets excited. He loves to go out. We go out on a straw. I whack that he's just detailing his horse's cock constantly. Just fucking, you got to do little circles, Marcus. Look here. You got to do little circles. You keep the wax on, let the sunlight cure it, take it right off, circles going the other way.
You end up a nice shiny penis with that one.
Nice shiny horse penis. On your Chevalier Eldorado.
Oh, damn.